Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Why don't we begin by singing a couple of hymns? We'll start with hymn number 164. First, hymn number 164. An opening prayer, asking the Lord's blessing upon not only our convention, but also the first discourse of the day. Brother Brad.
Our gracious, almighty, loving Heavenly Father, we come into thy hallowed presence, Father, in the merit and the righteousness of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that we enjoy in knowing the truth, in knowing the work that Jesus has achieved and accomplished. We thank you for the plan that you have laid out for mankind, and truly, Father, we thank you for our role in that plan. And we pray as we have gathered together here at this convention that the words spoken and the lessons given will help us to that end, that we might be found faithful in dispensing of the blessings to all the families of the earth in due time. We pray, Father, thanks to the brethren that have traveled so far to be with us, who have prepared and will deliver lessons of encouragement, lessons of instruction from thy word. We pray that your spirit would be upon each and every one that is to serve, and upon our ears, that we might drink in the lessons and be able to be further enriched in the truth, and to be able to further press along in this in this narrow way. We ask thy blessing, Father, to be upon those who are traveling. Watch over as they make their way to the convention. We pray thy blessing be upon them. And also, dear Lord, as we open this convention and this day, we seek thy blessing to be upon Brother Tim as he shares with us lessons that he has prepared. And we pray that you would guide and direct his thoughts. We have appreciated and learned many times from his expressions in the truth, and we count it a blessing and a privilege to sit and listen to the message that he's prepared for us. So, Father, bless this convention, we pray, and bless each one in attendance here, and bless those who have made a sacrifice in an effort to be here. We thank you for thy richness towards us. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give, and we again leave this convention now and the blessings that it provides for us in thy care and keeping. We ask all these favors in the righteous name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brethren, on behalf of the San Diego Bible students, I'd like to welcome you all here to our convention. The local brethren have prepared a setting and a program for our mutual edification, and we hope that each of you here take advantage of the convention blessings that await us all. And we also hope that those who are listening on the internet receive a blessing as well. Years ago, I attended a business conference, and the speaker asked the audience that was assembled there, "How many of you are here today?" Which seems like kind of an odd question, since you think, well, they're already there in the audience. Of course, he meant to say, or he meant by his question, how many of you are really here, really mentally here? We live in an age of multitasking, doing several things at once while endeavoring to do each of those tasks well. I recently came across an article entitled Debunking the Myth of Multitasking. It says that it is virtually impossible to do several things at once with sufficient focus on each task. We see that today with texting. When someone is on their phone gadget, whichever variety, they're in a way kind of in another world. So why don't we all endeavor here to leave behind our various cares and concerns and focus on the blessings that the convention will present to us. I think that we attend conventions for many reasons, but primarily for two. One is to learn, and the other is to be blessed. And we use that word blessed or blessing a lot. You may want to sometimes substitute it to maybe get the full meaning with the word or the term to be favored or to be benefited. But we come to be favored, benefited, blessed by fellowship, and that's only possible, of course, when we're actually physically at a convention. The learning aspect is primarily taken care of by services from the platform, so we need to focus on what is being said. We don't really learn the lessons while we're at a convention. We might gain insights that will assist us in our experiences and the process of learning the lessons that we first heard about from the platform. We get the information here, whether it be character or doctrine, and then apply it in our daily lives in the days ahead. We are blessed, we are benefited by fellowship, by spending time in conversation with the Lord's people. We learn of their experiences, they learn of our experiences, we might learn about their studies, how the Lord is working in their lives, and we might perhaps gain an insight into how to view our own experiences in light of their experiences in the narrow way. We also might gain some insight into a point of truth that we would like to further explore in our private or class studies. And when we do these things, we fulfill the admonition of Hebrews 10:25, a well-known text about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. NIV puts it a different way, not giving up the assembling of ourselves together. Our convention theme text, which is on our program and also here to your right, my left, comes from Luke 10:21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. So we are very glad that the Lord has not hidden his truths from those who he styled as little children. Think about the qualities of little children that appealed to our Lord. Qualities of honesty, an innocence of mind, a desire to learn. So in the next couple of days, let us all really, truly be here, focused on the convention, and endeavor to be of a frame of mind willing to learn. And we will start with a discourse by Brother Tim Krupa of Oregon. So we will sing his opening hymn, which is 119A, and ask him to come forward, and we'll sing all verses of hymn 119A. Oh, it's a pink slip in the red hymn book has the words? Okay. Okay, so this is 119 in the, I've heard it called blue and gray. I'm not sure what color it is, but the newer hymn book.
Revised standard.
Revised standard, yes. So again, hymn number 119A, Rejoice in the Lord.